You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Besod Yavo Aaron. You see, that's how he should enter the Kodesh Kodeshim. So Rashi HaGadol says that he has to wear the regular clothing, white clothing, when he goes to Kodesh Kodeshim, because the other four type of clothing that he wears has gold in it. So the gold might play a DA, district attorney, because it would reignite the memory of what Am Yisrael did by worshiping the idol, the golden calf. So he cannot go in Kodesh Kodeshim. So outside, he wears it. Inside, he doesn't wear it. Why? Because Mekatzer cannot play as a sanegor. You cannot have a DA to defend the attorney side. That never happens. It cannot be. So now the question is, how could it be outside? It's okay. When it goes inside, it's not okay. So if it's not okay inside, it should not be okay outside. If the gold is not good to go inside, so outside also the same thing. You understand?
Inside has more kedusha, so it gets more gain. Because of that, it becomes more powerful. That's why. So the more
I'm talking
kedusha,
about
the more kedusha is, the more sehera is more stronger. So that's how it works.
Talking about Yom HaKippurim, so the status of Yom HaKippurim doesn't matter where you are, in the Mishkan and so on. That's true, that Kodesh Kodeshim, it's a holy place. So now, one point that is bad, it's an interesting point, and that is, Am Yisrael, they might think that Aharon is going to defend us, whatever we did, so we're relying on Aharon. He's going to take care of us. So now here he teaches us that Hashem said, no, inside, you cannot wear it. But outside you have to wear it. Why? Because the task of Yehudi is you should never speak negative about the Yehudi ever. So now when Aharon goes in, he cannot ignite whatever they did in the past. Because he's there with Hashem. But outside, Am Yisrael, they should see that he's wearing the gold. And they should do teshuvah. So outside is to wake up Am Yisrael to do teshuvah. But when he goes inside, he cannot show that there's something negative about Am Yisrael. But here there's an interesting, very, very delicate point. How could it be Aharon goes inside anyway? If the gold cannot go inside the Kodesh Kodeshim because he reminds what Am Yisrael did when they made the Gusalev. So now, more so, who made the Egel? Who made it? Who?
Aharon.
So now you tell me God is not good. So Aharon made it. How can he go inside? How could it be such a thing?
Aharon made it for sake of Israel.
How can he go inside?
2 minutes, finish this.
Huh? How can he go inside? He made it. It says in the Torah, it's written, there's a pasuk, Ha'egel she'asahu Aharon, it says in the Torah. So now you're telling me, don't wear gold. Why? Because it reminds the golden calf. But he made it. And you tell them to go in. How could it be such a thing?
He made it for the sake of Israel.
Fine, but he made it.
But that was outside too. It wasn't inside.
Huh? No, he's going inside. The one that made it is going inside. So you're telling me the gold that they made, don't take it inside. But he that made it, he goes inside. How could you? How do you explain this?
First time he went in with gold. This time he goes in with no gold.
Fine, but he's the pardon of the crime. With all respect, he's the one that made it. So he would be the worst igniting point in Yom Kippurim. Then Shemaim say, "Oh, the one that made the golden calf is coming to Kodesh Kodeshim." He did Teshuvah. What does he say he did Teshuvah? Where? My Chumash doesn't have it.
So here we see
that in Sefer Devarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom reviews all the instances that took place, he says, "Ubaharon hit anaf Hashem," and what will happen? And he was punished because of this matter. So here we see that very, very beautiful point, and that is that when you notice that life becomes a little bit difficult, it's a little bit yisurin, little bit of massage, they call it. How do you say in Persian? Hazaka Barol. How do you say it? That's it. So when you see in life, you have a little bit of acupuncture and Chinese.
The
Mushtamar
is the best.
Yeah, the Mushtamar. So now you know all your avonot has been deleted. So here, Aharon, there's no way he was permitted to go in. But here we see when he went through the whatever that the punishment that took place. Now his fine is clean. His fine clean. And that's what exactly the whole task here is. The Yehudi, in no matter in life, Chas v'Shalom, should not lose hope. And to the extent that we see Aharon HaKohen, whatever that he felt that he should do, but still, when he paid his dues, you know, he was punished. So now he can go in. Why? Because his record has been, we say every morning before Baruch Shama, we say, Aharon HaShem Ki, Dilitani. You know what dilitani is? It actually is delete in English. So, Aromim HaShem Ki Dilitani. I praise you because you keep deleting me. You bring me serene. Aromim Ha. I sing for you. Why? Because every delete that we go through in life, we have to sing. We have to be joyous. Avinu. הרחמן, וזל השם תזכודש בי, חודש גאולה, נשועות לכל עם ישראל, סוף ברס עד השר.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.